A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
We're back with another week of football. DraftKings Sportsbook is keeping us in on the NFL action with great offers every single game day. New customers can bet $5, get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Throw $5 down on any of this week's epic matchups to walk away an instant winner. Football's more fun when you're in on the action, so download the app now and sign up with code VEGAS. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, with code VEGAS. The crown is yours. Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Billen alongside, live from Bar Canada at the D on a numbers game. Kelly, I think I'm going to get those F1 tickets after all of that on
Wait,
earlier
like
in the week.
Rooftop tickets or real tickets?
No, rooftop tickets.
Okay, yeah.
I think I have to get.
I would if I were you.
I'm so angry about it, and yet I have no choice.
I mean, again, I would have.
Why am I living here if I'm not?
I would have loved to have been a part of the discussion with your HOA of how they set that dollar amount, because I think they did a great job.
By the way, I told my
because it's not too expensive for the people who live in your building, like the casual fan like you. They got you. They got you.
Of course they do. I told my brother this story, by the way. You know, my brother immediately launches in. You should sue them for the time back that you could have used the pool. I'm like, okay, easy. It's not that big of a deal. I understand, but relax. I'm sorry I told you.
Oh, that's great.
Charlie D. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Charlie D, USA number one. Subsets, LOL. Hey, man, those subsets work for him. I will say that. But it was funny that Chris brought that up as a trade. As a throw into the trade. Sports betting guy, is it true that Notre Dame only had 10 players on the field on the last two plays of the Ohio State game? It was certainly true that that was the case in the last one. Yes, absolutely it was. That ain't good. That ain't optimal. Steven Vegas, as part of a three-team trade with Dr. Bob and Chris Velika, I need Kelly Bidlin to request a virtual background for ANG. So it doesn't look like, he thinks it looks like a Star Trek spaceship behind me. That's what he thinks. He doesn't like
I go
that.
With American Gladiators.
As with any good trade, include the sushi spot recommendation to be named later. That is the thing we hold in the back the most. If we ever wanted people to put in promo code ANG, I would just throw out the sushi spot. We would get 50, like, in the next 5 minutes. All right, what favorite restaurants would you and Dr. Bob go to when you lived in San Francisco? That's from Alfredo E. Lopez. Dr. Bob and I met at a place called Osha Thai. The one we went to on Union Street doesn't exist anymore, but there are still Osha Thai locations all around San Francisco. So that was our go-to jam. I will just respond that way. We ready for Jason? Jason ready for us? No, we are not. Okay, so bottom line then, getting back to, so I think my five circa millions plays will be, and I can sort of say this beyond a shadow of a doubt, I think, because I don't know that anyone else is going to seep into these five circa plays, but three of them will obviously be the ones that I actually have in my betting account, which will be Jacksonville, the Cleveland Browns, and the Seattle Seahawks. Jacksonville Jaguars, Cleveland Browns, Seattle Seahawks, the Seahawks being, of course, the Monday night football game. They are now favorites against the Giants. I believe their dog still in the static circle lines from yesterday. I haven't looked exactly to see where it was. But those will be three plays. And I think I am definitely adding the Pittsburgh Steelers on the road against the Houston Texans. This is a bit of an upgrade in terms of the defense that the Houston Texans will see across the line of scrimmage for them. So I think I'm going to be on Pittsburgh, which was also kind of a guessing lines instinct when I was talking about Survivor. And then I believe the fifth one will be the Minnesota Vikings. I think those are clearly my five, though. Yeah, I think those are my five. Did I mention the Chargers? I did mention the Chargers. Yeah, so five of them.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
I like it. Yeah, I haven't settled exactly.
And let me just say this. Let me give you a shout out here. You're 11-4 in
11
millions.
And four, yeah, 11-4 in millions. So yeah. You got to keep it going. I haven't. This week is, I don't know. This week's tough, but like,
you're my pace car, by the way, on this. I just want to be in your drift.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I want to say this week's tough, but if anybody wants to tweet at me like in all caps and be like, stop saying every week is tough. Like, yeah, like that is the case, you know, like I feel like we say that all the time. I'll be on Vikings.
Has to be in caps, though.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'll be on Vikings Chargers. What is that? Me and you talked about this a little bit the other day, but with limited other ones that I really like. Yeah, those are my bets for the weeks. I laid the three with the Vikings. That was right when it opened, though. Also played the over in that game. I would still probably lean that way What, the current number? Actually, I would actually never mind. I retract that because if Bryce Young is playing, I probably wouldn't play the over at this point. I laid the points with the Chargers. I think you can still lay that now. I think Jimmy G, if it's Hoyer, it's a drop off to me. But like kind of like Matt Brown was talking about, I don't think it's massive. Jimmy G
gets no respect.
He gets no respect, but he is one, and he's very similar to Ryan Tannehill to me. That I believe they could be good quarterbacks when they're with the right personnel and in the right systems, and we saw that in San Francisco with Jimmy G.
He did make plays though.
There were some times
when those playoff runs where he made plays for the Niners. That playoff run that he was on with them. Yes.
I can't. You know, he's definitely a guy I don't give enough respect to.
Yeah.
I understand.
But I think your opinion is the consensus one. Like, he's never going to be considered one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL.
I just think it's tough where when you make that transition from San Francisco to playing with the Raiders and the pieces it's just so drastically different that you almost have to evaluate him completely differently. So,
what did you think about Felica's two NFL picks? Those were kind of like out of left field. Tennessee?
Lean both sides. We talked about that off air the other day. I think that line's a little ridiculous. I just thought both those teams, Cincinnati, obviously, Burrow and everything they're going through, there's a lot there. Tennessee is kind of exactly who I thought Tennessee was going to be, in a pretty crappy team. But you're telling me if we're giving 3 points for home field, like this is Cincinnati with banged up Burrow, would be laying 8.5 points to the Titans? Like, this,
I am super worried about Burrow. I have this horrible sixth sense about his injury.
Me too. And honestly, I think Ja'Marr Chase was right at the beginning of the year when he was like, I want you to sit until you feel like you are fine. Like, perfect. So I think when we're just talking numbers and is there value on a number, I think there's value on the Titans number there. So I don't mind that play at all from Felica.
I think Wishnev said on the Megapod before you get to the next one. I think he said on the Megapod yesterday. I think it was Wishnev. He's like, this is such a Vrabel 17-16 win.
Yeah. I think that's.
And by the way, if it is, I mean, when we talk about like teams that we don't have our arms wrapped around through 3 weeks in the NFL, Tennessee's like number one for me. Every time I think they're terrible, they'll have a game where they win it. They'll squeak by a game where you don't think they're going to win.
Yeah. I think the one, if you wanted to look for Chase props to bet over, and I might be doing the same thing with that, they're going to play. You're going to see a very similar defense by the Titans that you saw the Rams last week, where it is soft coverage, let a lot of stuff, you know, short, no, over the middle, just don't get beat deep. That's what they're trying to do. I could see Ja'Marr Chase racking up a lot of catches again, so that's a player prop I might be looking at this week. The problem is, you know, like, still, these two teams, I'm saying, I think you're getting value with this number. Well, then you could be like, well, the total's 41 and it's 2.5. Kelly, you love teasers. Why don't you just tease up? I still have no idea. I have no interest in teasing up the Titans. So as much as I'm saying I think there's value on this number, I have no interest in doing it.
By the way, did you tease the Packers yesterday?
Of course I did. It was terrible. Yeah.
I think a lot of people went down on the Packers teaser.
I think you're probably right. How about this? One of a buddy I have. So I have two contest entries, right? The one I'm 11-4 in. One I'm a little bit worse. I think it's 10-5 with a friend on the East Coast. He texts me one touchdown in. He's like, man, he's like, I told you the Lions were going to blast these guys this week. And I'm like, what are you talking about? No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Why aren't we playing them in the contest if that's the case?
Yeah.
Like, I only got a couple plays I really like.
And that's like when Howard Cosell used to do Monday Night Football. He would say at some point.
This is Casey, by the way.
This Casey?
Yeah, Casey again.
Everybody's got a Casey. Everybody's got a Casey. Howard Cosell used to famously on Monday Night Football be like, as I said at the top of the telecast. And they'd go back and be like, you never said that, Howard.
I'm like, never. Casey, you know we're allowed to play these Thursday night games. Like, if there's one you really love, let me know about it next time. But
I got beat on the in-game. Like, I thought at one point in this game, I was like, oh, my God, the Lions, like, the Green Bay Packers offensive line cannot hold.
Yeah.
The Lions are going to beat them by a million. And nope, then it just completely flipped.
You did a little in-game on the line. I don't blame you at all for that.
Yeah.
This game was the worst game ever because of a couple reasons, Gil. Like, we were texting, second quarter, where you're like, wow, this is a beatdown. Like, I'm turning my attention away. But then what happens in the third quarter? Anybody out there holding a teaser ticket like me, you're like, uh-oh, there's life here.
Yeah.
Backdoor teaser leg, here we come. And then, no, that doesn't.
You know what? I also got a lot of early third quarter yesterday, and it's hard to, like, it's hard to counter this with when people get on this, but they're like, here come the made up flags on the Lions just to keep the viewers interested. Like, I got at least four or five of those texts. I'm like, oh, that one did seem kind of off. That one flag there. Yeah.
I wanted to follow up on Chris's.
Oh yeah, Indianapolis was.
I like that one too. If Richardson's back this week, I'm high on this kid, man. Like, and he's apparently they're going to let him run, and he's cleared protocol. He is 100% good to go. I'll be playing at least an anytime touchdown prop on him, probably over his rushing prop too.
If I was on my game, I would have remembered to ask Chris, because Chris did not like Anthony Richardson as a high draft pick.
Either did I.
And so I'm wondering if he has changed his thinking on Anthony Richardson. I mean, he has Colts in this game. That doesn't mean he's necessarily
incredibly impressive when he's been on the field so far.
Who's been the best so far, though? Stroud of the rookie quarterbacks or Richardson?
Probably Stroud, then Richardson.
Yeah, I think Stroud. We'll come back. We'll see if we can find Jason. If not, more NFL on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Put the VSiN experts to work for you this football season and start betting smarter with a VSiN Pro subscription. Sign up now and save 40% off our football season special when you use promo code ANG.
A numbers game. ANG.
Now with the microphone on, A numbers game.
ANG, A numbers game.
Get access to everything we do this football season, including our daily best bets with the leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand, betting splits to show you where the money and bets are moving for every game, plus betting systems, premium analysis, and 24/7 video access. Remember to use promo code ANG to save 40% when you sign up on a football season special today. Sign up today at vsin.com/subscribe. I hear we're making traction on this, Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Moving up the leaderboard.
We in the game, baby.
We on the scoreboard.
It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin, joined by VSiN's own Matt Brown, ladies and gentlemen. Co-host.
Do you hear everyone applauding? Yes, all the crowd. Yes, the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild.
Crowd goes wild. Host of The Handle. What else are you a host of, for God's sakes? Everything.
We do a football podcast. I don't do the golf. It's too hard to do the golf that's Kelly now. That's all the golf is all Kelly.
So is this true that during football season you're like, you guys do the golf podcast?
I can't bet golf.
You can't do it.
So there's no point. Yeah. I don't want to get on there and be disingenuous, right? And be like, oh, I'm doing all the research I did during golf. No, I'm not. It's impossible.
So it's still called Long Shots, but it's not with Matt Brown. So you do The Handle by yourself.
No, I do the handle
with Mike Somich.
And I do the football by myself.
All angles by yourself.
Yes.
Okay, which is the podcast.
Correct.
Mike Somich Achilles okay? How's he doing?
So far, so good. Okay. He's in a boot now.
He's in a boot.
So,
yeah.
You know.
That's boot. Okay. That's, by the way, it's not boot. That's boat. Mm-hmm. All right. So before we get into your football thoughts.
Yes.
Explain the Quay Walker, the nuance to that rule.
Yeah, so it is a rule for this year. If you are more than 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage, then you can't do the running start jump over. So, I mean, technically, if you could, in the 3 feet, because a yard is three feet or whatever, you could.
Which I've seen this year.
Yes, I was going to say, because there are humans, obviously, that can do this, right? I mean, it's just, you just can only kind of get like a one step thing to leap over the.
So Quay Walker would have been flagged for either the running start or landing
or,
on him.
Yeah, or touching.
So either one of them, he would have got a flag. Now, let me ask you the real question about this. How stupid is that? Like, what's the football logic of that?
So this particular one is even more egregious because the difference between 10 and 13 is basically nothing. But 17, the game's over, right? So, I mean, like, you let them get the touchdown, 17, three scores, it's over.
Right.
10 and 13, one's a field goal and you still got to get two touchdowns. But again, in the grand scheme of things, you need the ball back twice and it doesn't change things all that much. I am of the mindset that kick blocks in general are bad calls unless it is like desperation time in the NFL. There's a million different things that can go wrong. So the downside is almost infinite to where the upside is this micro fractional chance that you actually will block a kick.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand. I'm talking punt blocks, kick block, any of the stuff, right? I mean, it's running into the kicker. It's roughing the kicker. It's the stuff we just leverage. All these other all these other things that you can get that can go wrong, right?
And then leverage, which we saw in the Raiders-Steelers game, which supposedly would have bailed out Josh McDaniels, but he decided to kick it again.
That one I don't have a problem with. Don't push off guys, but like if you can hop The long snapper, I am very okay with. I don't care how much of a running start you want.
But that's the thing. That's why I ask. It's like, okay, because I've seen a guy leap without the running start, and it wasn't called because apparently he didn't get a running start of more than a yard. Yeah. But there's no football logic to it. Like, why shouldn't the defense? Why shouldn't they be allowed to do that? We were talking on the Megapod yesterday, who Aaron Schatz was the guest. He was awesome from FTN Sports, the creator of DVOA. I invite everybody to listen to the Beating the Book feed. But we were talking about how the Tuchus push, the Philadelphia Eagles tried in true play, how the real thing about that isn't necessarily, should the Eagles stop doing it? Of course not. Should other teams start doing it? Probably so. Sure. But the real question is, they need to change the rule that the offense is allowed to get behind the quarterback and push him, whereas the defense is not allowed to push each other to push back. That has to be changed. Right. Like, what's the logic of that? There's so many rules that make no sense whatsoever. It's like, oh, you guys can do that, but we can't. Yeah. So good luck to us.
I agree, too. The tush-push thing, it's just a play.
Matt, first of all, it's Tuchus push. Yes, let's get that correct.
It is a play in which if someone had tried to do it and they were only 60% with doing, we wouldn't care at all.
Right.
But it's just because one team has perfected this thing. We're just like, oh, this has got to go. No way. We can't do this. This is horrible for the game.
Yeah.
In what way, shape, or fashion is it horrible for the game?
No, they should be able to do it.
Yeah.
But the defense should be allowed to have equal footing or ground to push as well. Anyway, week three, let me go back real quick, because you disagreed with one of my plays, and you were 100% right. It was the only one I got wrong in Circa Millions, which was Washington. You were like, I don't know about that. And you were absolutely right. Buffalo just absolutely rolled them. So I'm curious to know what we'll disagree on this week. What are your favorite plays for week number four?
Yeah, I really like Jacksonville here against
me
Falcons.
Too.
Yeah, I mean, now that the thing got down to three, I mean, it's just like people took the 4.5, then they took the 4, and then it got all the way down to the flat 3, and it's like, this is too much of an adjustment. If you look, Trevor Lawrence is actually the second highest graded quarterback through three games, according to Pro Football Focus, only behind Tua. Like, he's actually been good. If you go in and look, he's second in the league in big time throws. His receivers have dropped 9 balls already. And by the way, some
nine
of these, as you remember, some of these have turned into picks too, right? Hitting dudes in the hands, and then it just goes up, and they turn into these turnovers, right?
That's three a game, Kelly. Yeah. I did the math for you.
Seriously. It's the turnover luck, and they've been just pretty inept in the red zone as it is anyway, which is something they're going to have to fix. That is something that they really do need to get better at. But the offense has been okay. It's just getting the red zone. 36% completion rate for Trevor Lawrence in the red zone right now, and you can't get away with that in the NFL. And on the defensive side, they just pass rush hasn't been there so far. But the Falcons, boy, is there ever a get right?
Explain this Falcons love to
me. I don't get it. Desmond Ridder is 33rd amongst 34 graded quarterbacks, according to Pro Football Focus.
There's 32 teams last time I checked. Yeah.
He's 33rd amongst 34. He leads the league in turnover-worthy plays. He's been sacked 12 times already on the season. There are so many different they're trying to hide him, right? That's why they run the ball so much, because they understand. They get it. They saw this guy in practice all offseason. They know he's not any good. So they're like, oh, no, we're going to do this run-heavy scheme. No, you're doing that because you don't trust your quarterback and the guy's not any good. And so when you look at it, we talk about it, you know, all the time about variance and all that. Look, some of these Trevor Lawrence drops have turned into turnovers. That's a variance. Sometimes a guy drops it and falls straight down. Sometimes it pops straight up. You know what I'm saying.
You're also not going to have an opposing fullback fumble the ball on a punt return and return it for a touchdown against you.
Exactly.
Right, like that's not going to happen every week.
And the Falcons can't figure out on offense what they really want to do, right? I mean, you look through the first couple of games, they'd only targeted Kyle Pitts a couple of times, and then they were like almost force-feeding him last week because it was like, they heard in the media so much that, like, he wasn't getting enough targets. And they're going, well, we got to get him some targets.
The Cowboys are interested.
These people are saying we wasted a draft pick. You know, like, we've got to show them. And so it just, I don't get at all what they're doing here. I don't get at all the love for the team at all. And like I said, the Jags, if you really dig under the hood, they haven't been that bad. It's just, you know, sometimes things just break against you.
It's so true. And I'll just go back to guessing lines, which is which is not nearly as precise as what you were just talking about. It's more of just a Malcolm Gladwell blink reaction. And my guess was Jacksonville minus 5.5, which even you might say is too high. But part of my thinking was also this London thing is so much more regular for them than it is for the Falcons. It's kind of a big deal, this travel on a short week, right? To figure out what the time clock is on that. And Jacksonville does this every single year. So to me, this was an autoplay. By the way, as soon as I guessed it, because it was the first game, obviously, the second game, Thursday Night Football, followed by the early Sunday game. As soon as I said 5.5, oh, I'm taking Jacksonville, Fezzik texted me. He goes, oh, I'm on Atlanta. So, like, immediately I got pushback. Well, oh, I'm on Atlanta. And I just don't get the Atlanta.
Yeah, well, if you look, too, the one thing that the Jags defense has done well so far this year, and they've been giving up some stuff through the air, they're only allowing 3.1 yards per carry to running backs on the year. And you look at this, and, okay, if you can't run the ball and you're going to make Desmond Ridder beat you through the air with his, I will take that every day. Honestly, that is a bet that I will be on the other side of every single time. If I think that it's going to be my team versus Desmond Ridder having to beat me through the air, I will take my team every single time.
When we talk about, like, quarterbacks, you know, getting benched, I don't know, like is when do you think we'll see Taylor Heinicke? Like, my best guess.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting to the point now where, like I said, some of these stats mean something now because we at least have a miniature amount of sample size to go through all this. There are going to be some teams that are going to have to take some real looks at what's going on with these guys.
This is the point of the year. Also, like, we see it with the Jets where it's like, okay, no, it's Zach's team. Oh, I don't know. Yeah. We're going to sign Trevor Siemian to the practice. Like, it's just creeping. Yeah. The walls are creeping in.
And you lose two more games, it doesn't matter anyway.
It doesn't matter anyway.
So it's like, you kind of like, you can sit there and hold off all you want to and be like, oh, we don't want to pull the trigger too soon. Well, it's only an 18 weeks sample size. It's not that big to begin with.
All right, we're both on Jacksonville. I like that. That is the London game. Remember that, 9:30 a.m. Eastern, 6:30 a.m. Pacific. So wake up accordingly if you have some kind of action on that. More with Matt Brown on the NFL. More of his plays, teasers, all of it. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, MLB, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Stop betting in the dark already. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use code WINNER to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Skill Alexander, a live bar candidate at the D. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Let's read some tweets, shall we? Let's see. This goes from John G. What do I do with an under 77.5 ticket on the Red Sox? Will the Orioles need to play? Got to go usually 160 games on these season win totals. The Orioles will play it out if they have to. But if they don't, well, not, they won't have to, but are you saying if there's inclement weather and they don't get to 160, that will be book by book determined on any season win total. Usually it's a 160 thing, but check the book with which you bet. Joey Sinante, I ran into your doppelganger yesterday walking my dog. We crossed paths. I gave him an awkward look and asked if he saw Delicious today. This is a reference to what I said yesterday or the day before leaving my building. Antonio Pierce, the Raiders linebacker coach, left in front of me, and some girl, I don't know, maybe her name was Delicious, was behind me. Needless to say, he was not pleased, and I quickly learned he was not you. JT, speed to burn. I like your confidence that you'll still be alive in Survivor Thanksgiving. Yes, has to be plus money. Oh, JT, it's definitely plus money. You just have to plan for that possibility. Don't get me wrong. I might not be here next week in Survivor, for God's sakes. Trust the glove. Do the diamond chips fall off the Gucci place-kicking shoes on impact? Kind of limits practice for Matt. Is that really fair? Not really sure what that means. That's all over the place.
Date set, though.
Date set. What's the date?
13. 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from 13. Today.
Bum, bum, bum.
There's been no practice sessions. Probably something I should work in.
I did get multiple questions about that, and I was like, look, I haven't talked to him about it. I'm sure. I know Matt practiced a lot when we first started talking about this, and I'm sure he hasn't practiced one day in about a year and a half or 2 years since we last talked.
Here's the problem, because no, I did not practice a lot. I practiced one time, and I know the pain that came along with that.
Hamstring?
So, everything. All the strings.
All the strings.
All the strings. every string. It doesn't matter where awesome. The string is, all the strings. Like, because you, again, we talk about this, like, you sprint for the first time when you haven't sprinted forever, and you're like, oh, my body's broken.
Yeah.
You kick for the first time in 25 years, and you're just like, oh, wow, that's, my body's not meant to do that.
That is the biggest thing about middle age, is that you still think, when you return to a sport, you still think in your mind you're 24, yeah. And then you realize very quickly, oh, I am not even close to 24.
I don't trust a damn word that's coming out of the Kansas City shuffle guy over here, con man. He's
trust me.
Everything hurt when I first made a kick.
Kelly, trust me. I am terrified as to what is going to go on with my body.
Kansas City shuffle con man. That's great.
I should also say with my bets this week, I'm holding no grudge against the Jags, obviously, because I'm betting them, considering I'm now out of Survivor because of them.
You did all three of your remaining ones on Jackson?
I didn't get to weigh in on that. You guys are, of course, it was a game I circled as soon as I saw opening numbers. I'm like, that feels really low on the Jags, but like, I don't know if I could go right back to it. And now, of course, both of you jerks have to be on it.
Listen,
I'm like, oh,
I have no ill will towards them. Yeah. You know, it just, it's...
That's a good betting lesson. Don't hold a grudge. Hold a grudge.
All right,
what do you like besides Jacksonville?
The Vikings over the Panthers. There's just a lot of reasons like this. And look, the number is now four. It's no longer three. But I want to talk about, even at four, I would think that it's still playable here, given what we're looking at here. There's regression, and then there's whatever's been going on with this Vikings team. I mean, this is just no longer regression. Like, 9 turnovers through 3 games, 7 of which are lost fumbles, is just, that's insanity.
This is right? a boomerang back.
This is just insanity. You know, I mean, if you look, the offense, it's kind of the same thing we're talking about with the Jags. The offense has actually been really good. Every single advanced metric has this team really good. 5th overall by PFF, 9th in success rate, 13th in EPA per play. Like, all the different things that you're looking for in an offense, they've been fine. Kirk Cousins has graded out well. It's fine. It's just very, very unfortunate and untimely turnovers.
And I think some of the – what I see the other day, like four of those turnovers have come in the red zone too. So it's like, okay, that's immediately taking points off the board.
Yeah, like you're getting you got the worst of the worst case scenarios you could possibly get with the Vikings so far. I don't know if I agree necessarily, but I'm not a coach, so it doesn't matter, Gil, with Flores's defensive strategy, which,
just
by the way
– blitzing nonstop.
He has blitzed 66% of plays.
66%.
Which is 25% more than the second place team.
That is incredible.
So, 25% more than the second place
team. It's unbelievable. And so your mom could be a defensive coordinator with that defense. Just send them.
And the other thing about this is, like, it'd be one thing if it was working, but like, they have a 28% pressure rate, which is 23rd in the league. They only have 6 sacks. So like, he's doing this with nothing to show for it. Right. He's just doing it because this is what I do, and I'm going to keep doing it, and I don't care.
And if he doesn't do it, apparently they're not pressuring the quarterback at all.
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily blame him, Matt, because you look at that front four, I'm like, well, you're not getting any pressure that way. And then you look at the corners, and you're like, I don't know if these guys are going to be able to hold up. So I hear you. You might need to mix things up at some point, but to start the year, I don't blame him.
And look, I don't really care which quarterback we get for the Panthers. It doesn't really matter to me. They just don't have any talent. I mean, if you look up and down, they don't have guys that can get open. That's one of the things that will be working in our favor with all this. We thought that the defense for the Panthers was going to be the strength coming into this season, and that I was in that camp, which is why I have a Panthers NFC South ticket, because I was like, hey, you know, this defense isn't going to be that bad. So as long as Bryce Young can play at league average, they'll at least have a shot. It was a long, you know, whatever, it was over 5-1 on them, but that's actually not been the case. They've actually been pretty garbage. They're in bottom 10-12 in basically every single advanced statistical category out there. And then they're also hiding Bryce. They were hiding Bryce Young as well. Their pass rate over expectation is last in the league, minus 9.8% compared to all these other teams out there, because, again, he just hasn't done as well. And so they're just running the ball a whole lot more than they should. And I think this is kind of the perfect opportunity here for the Vikings team to come in. You get a defense that hasn't been playing very well. You get an offense that's not explosive. So even though all the stuff that you do poorly on the defensive side of the ball can't really get exposed all that much by this Panthers team anyway, I know it's moved to 4 now. The 3 was the opener. I would still play it at 4. I think that's a fair number in this game. They're just not going to continue to cough up the ball at this rate, and especially not, as Kelly mentioned, in the red zone, too.
Bro, these are exactly my leans from guessing lines. All of these.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Every one of them.
And I've only made a couple bets, and he's got. We're on the same side on both of them.
So, as I've said many times, I have Panthers last winless at 15-1. So this is a huge game for me personally. I need the Vikings to really not turn over the ball in the red zone.
Yes.
Like, Let's get this done.
Yes. And I assume you're staying away from that completely, right? That game.
I mean, I already have so much involved in it, but I may end up with the Vikings as a contest play. I don't know.
Okay, contest play.
Maybe. And maybe a bet.
I was like, Bobby DeLuca, be proud of you.
Bobby DeLuca.
Double down on that bet.
You also, this was another one that I loved on Guessing Lines. I didn't understand how the Browns were south of a field goal in this ball game.
Yeah, this defense is absolutely legit. So the last 2 years we've talked about this coming into the season, we've done tons of shows together like, man, this Browns defense, if you look at the talent, I don't understand. And they never showed up on the field. A lot of that was injury stuff. There was cluster injuries along the way, which kind of prevented this team from ever seeing the upside. Now, Jim Schwartz comes in, getting the most out of this defense by far. They're number one DVOA. They're number two Pro Football Focus. Number one EPA per play allowed. They're number one in success rate against. I mean, every single defensive category that you can be up in the top two or three, they're there. The top three single game performances all year have been the Browns in week one, week three, and then week two. So, I mean, this is like literally, this is a legitimately really, really, really good defense. They're getting the third highest pressure rate in the league when you have these studs that they have, and they're only blitzing at the 16th highest rate. So they're getting home without having to blitz, which is going to be bad news for Lamar, because when you look, Lamar is a small sample. I get it, and things can change, but he's 30. We talked about this. Remember, there's only 32 teams. He is 33rd out of 34 he's 33rd out of 34 qualifying quarterbacks in passer rate when pressured.
That's why we let Kelly hang around when he gets nuggets like that. 32 teams.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He's dead last in EPA per play when pressured so far this year. And then, by the way, he's going in with no Rashad Bateman, no Odell. So, I mean, he's down a couple of guys anyway. So I don't see how that's going to help his success rate whenever he's under pressure, and he's going to be getting pressured in this game. On defense, Ajabo, Owe, and Marlon Humphrey, all two DNPs the last 2 days, so they're probably likely not to go. The offensive linemen Stanley and Linderbaum did get in two limited practices, but that, as we've seen, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to go, and how effective are they going to be if they are able to go in all of this. I just think everything points to the Browns here, so long as Deshaun Watson can go out, and again, we're not asking too much of him. Just be league average. Like, he doesn't have to be Superman.
Quality start. Yeah, that's all we need.
Just be league average. Let that defense do what they do. And if they get the pressure on Lamar, like we've seen, he just hasn't been able to handle it. I don't think he has the outs right now to be able to handle it. And so I like the Browns a ton here. And even at the current number, I would play it.
Aaron Schatz, who I mentioned, was on the Megapod, is on the Megapod this week. And it's always great to have Aaron on. He is at FTN Sports now, because he has historical numbers, and he's the creator of DVOA. DVOA analysis for every play of every game goes back to 1981 at this point. He has the Browns defense through 3 weeks of this NFL season as his third best defense of all time through 3 weeks, all the way back to 1981.
So far, checks out
at least. The 2023 Browns. Yeah. So there you go. He's got a couple more picks, Matt does, including the Chargé, the case for the Chargers. And he's got an under in the NFL as well. We'll get his teaser thoughts. It's a numbers game at VSiN, talking NFL, the Sports Betting Network.